Hi, welcome back to another episode of You the Mother podcast by Abby Williams, a space dedicated to supporting, empowering, and connecting all parents in all seasons of parenthood. You can find more supportive content over on Instagram and TikTok at You the Mother, and be sure to check out youthemother.com where you can reach out to work with me one-on-one. I'm also going to be opening up January support groups in a couple weeks, so be sure that you are following along and looking out for that. You can also join my email list at youthemother.com, where I will be sending out that information as well. In today's episode, I'm welcoming on Anna, the founder of The Moments Journal. Anna has her bachelor's degree in HR, and although she says becoming a business owner was never really a life goal for her, she has always had an interest in the people around her, their feelings, their aspirations, and their challenges. These interests only became amplified as Anna became a mother herself. She got pregnant in a pandemic world where she felt so disconnected from everything and everyone. I know a lot of us were feeling the exact same way. Seeing the lack of emotional support for new moms, Anna knew she had to do something to make a positive difference. And that's how Moments came to life. And here she is a year later, and she says, let's just say starting a business with a newborn was quite an adventure. You can find Anna over on her website, moments-journal.com. Anna has a free layout that any mom can print out at home so she can try for herself. She also is offering a 10% discount to the podcast listeners with the code MOTHER10. You can also find Anna over on her Instagram page, moments_journal. And be sure that you are following her along and myself along this week because we are going to be giving away 3 journals. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And if you do, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and review. Your support here on the podcast always means the world to me, and I so appreciate you being here. So let's get started in supporting you, the mother. Anna, welcome to You the Mother podcast. I am so excited that you are here joining me because I think our journey into motherhood is so often this shakeup, right? I think that you don't really know what to expect before you go into motherhood until you're there. So I'm so excited to have this conversation with you. But first, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I'm so happy to be here. About myself. So I'm a mom of an 18-month-old, Sophia. She was born a happy baby, a beautiful baby, but for me, motherhood was a shift. I was not prepared for that. Everything was so new. My background, I was always in the financial world, so being an entrepreneur was never my plan. But motherhood brought me on this journey, actually. I was trying to find something that could help me on the days that were rough, and many days were rough for me in the beginning. So that's what happened. This brought me with my husband on to Building Moments, the journal for new moms. So my journey totally shifted, but with a common point that I always love people. I always loved to know about them, know how they feel, know how they're doing, their passions. That's why I have a bachelor in human relations. Even if I work in a financial institution, it still applies. So it was so natural for me to build this product, asking so many questions, so many moms. So this is what brought me into the entrepreneurial world.
Yeah. So Anna, tell us about, I guess, the lack of emotional support that new moms get. What does that mean to you? What does the lack of emotional support mean? And how do we, I guess, shift this?
Yeah, so I will talk from my perspective because I had my first baby, I had it in the pandemic world. So prior to that, I suppose there was some lack of support, but really the pandemic accentuated that. So I felt really isolated. I felt like during the pandemic, I could only go out to see my OB and to do my follow-ups. And when I was postpartum, it was the same thing. I had to stay home, see the nurse, the doula for the lactation, etc. But then that was about it because, you know, the dangers of the COVID, etc. For you, the baby were unknown back then when I had Sophia. And that was really tough on me, especially because we live in the countryside. I know I have some friends and I talk to some moms that live in Montreal. It's more in the center of the city. So there you might have a bit more of community. But when that is not available to it to you, it's very hard. Seeking professional help also was really, really hard. We have a few professionals here in Quebec, and the waiting lists are crazy. You have some classes that are available to you, but then again, sometimes you need more than that. You need one-on-one. You need to feel supported. You need to feel understood, because so much is going on, you know, especially the fourth trimester. For me, it was the hardest. So many shifts, the baby blues. Don't get me started on the baby blues. That I was crying for anything. Like, it was crazy. Yeah. And then you can go into postpartum depression. And that is where I feel the lack of support is needed, and we didn't see it. And that's the idea of the journal came, because we're talking to psychologists, we're talking to psychiatrists, motherhood psychiatrists that really take care of moms who really need intense help that are in hospitals, you know. And they were telling us there's nothing like that out there, and they couldn't understand why. And they say, you know, writing, it's something they tell to people to do, because they say writing, it eases you to understand what you feel. And especially postpartum, I don't know about yourself, but on my side and with the hundreds of moms we talk to, you feel so many things, but opposite things. And how can you be happy and sad at the same time, feel guilty, but then you want to be with your baby? That's what I felt about the support for moms. It was quite scary, actually. In the pandemic world, you know, I had two friends that had a baby in the same time, so I felt a bit of connection, a bit of community. Mm-hmm. It was pretty rough, I would say.
Yeah, it's like that over in the States too. You know, I'm glad that you brought up the point of, I guess, like the lack of resources that are available or the really long waiting lists. You know, like, these resources are not available to everybody, you know, whether it's you can't get in, there's these long wait lists. You know, I think now post pandemic, where people are getting out more and are trying to get in services more, you're seeing that even more so. Yes. And we have, I think, a lot more mental health things going on post pandemic. You know, but so, you know, whether it's the long wait list or they're just not accessible to some people, you know, it's not financially feasible for some. Maybe you're working and you don't have the time to take off to get to a therapy session. You know, I don't think that they're accessible to everybody, and it really is a disservice to new moms.
No, that is so true. And the thing you brought up, the price point, sometimes, you know, you have a baby, some mothers cannot breastfeed, you have the formula, some people lost their jobs, you know, it's crazy to even think it should be, for, in my opinion, it should be free for every mom to be able to afford it. But it gives me goosebumps, because it brings me back. I know, and it's a problem. It seems everywhere, you know.
Yeah, there definitely is. I don't know about outside of the States, but I know in the States, I'm myself am a mental health provider, and it's a huge problem because of, like, insurance, you know, that mental health services are not covered by insurance the way that they should be. And that is a huge, like, disconnect, you know. So it's so hard, because clinicians, like, also need to be compensated fairly, you know, for their education, their experience. We also need to go to our own therapy and support our own families.
100%.
But, like, also these services need to be available to people. Mm-hmm. And so it's just this disconnect here. That is a disservice.
No, 100%. And I don't know if you've heard that there was a study with the World Wide Health Organization, the Meta study, and one question that came up that touched us when we're doing the research for the journal was what mothers need the most. And one of the answers that came up was to reconnect with themselves, to find themselves, because you're not the same as you were before, you know. But how do you reconnect yourself? How do you even start, you know? So yeah. Therapist.
No, I love this topic. Yeah, no. I want to keep on this topic for a second, because I think that this is really important, that when you enter new motherhood, you are finding this new version of yourself. Exactly. And I think that that's kind of where a lot of moms get tripped up, is that we're trying to find our way back
to ourselves. I was the one that I thought it was the same. No.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, I just need to fit back in my jeans. I just need to get back to my old way of life. Mm. And so when you're like trying so hard to go back to this old version of yourself, I think that that's where this identity crisis comes in. You know, a lot of mental health stuff comes in that, oh my gosh, I'm not the same person. What is the matter with me? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, and it just can feel very overwhelming, very doom and gloomy. So let's kind of talk about, I guess, like finding your way back to yourself. And I also want to tie in like the importance of self-care, because I think that self-care is a buzzword. It is very important. Mm. But I think that it does change when you become a mother. Totally. It is more important, I think, but also the way that you self-care changes.
100%. So right? I'll start with the self-care, because for me, prior to having a baby, I love self-care. It was right. my me time. Sorry if you're hearing the baby in the background. But for as a mother, I had to rediscover what self-care meant to me, because first, time, lack of time. But second of all, what was I enjoying again? Because I did not enjoy the same things, you know, and I did not know where to start, you know. Mm-hmm. Everything was so simple before, but self-care now for me was where to start with it, you know. So that's what the journal brought in for me. It was, I'm going to give the answer in two separate parts. The journal brought that awareness that I have to think of a bit of a self-care every day, either having a cup of tea. Do I still like cup of tea? Do I enjoy coffee now more? You know, so having this time to reflect what self-care meant to me and what was making me feel good. Moving my body, for example, was something new for me that changed totally my perspective. Even if I didn't sleep the whole night, just going for a walk made me feel good. And that was a form of self-care in the beginning for me. And see the evolution of self-care through motherhood, that's important as well. But then to go back to your question about self-reflection and self-care and the new identity, writing it down allowed me to see my evolution, because in the first weeks versus the months later, it did not feel the same. Everything was different from the way I felt, from the way my needs evolved. So I would say it's a constant evolution, especially the first year during motherhood. That was the biggest evolution for me, to rediscover my new self by trial and error. Some days I would not do something for myself, and I would feel, in a way, I was writing down in my journal. I have it, my big old trusty journal. So. I think introspection allowed me to reconnect with how self-care could help me redefine, I would say, myself, because I felt lost. That was the big word for me in the beginning, feeling lost as a mom.
Yeah.
Happy, so happy and in love with my baby, but not with myself.
I know. And, you know, and it's like really complicated like that you can live in these both feelings, you know, like you kind of said at the beginning of our episode, of feeling, you know, this happiness and joy, and I'm lost and I'm overwhelmed and I'm sad, you know, and there is space for all of those feelings, and they're all so normal and so valid. I know, I think like back to, I had four babies, but I had three back to back. I had a big age gap between my first and second. And then the next three were like back to back. So it was like, I was pregnant and breastfeeding for like 5 years straight. And that time was so crazy. And I just remember like thinking back then, like, okay, once like my babies start sleeping through the night, then I'll be able to take care of myself. And it's like, no, you can't go 5-6 years, which is not taking care of yourself. Like, you're you're going to run out of mom to give to all these little people.
100%, yeah.
And I think that social media is a great tool for me to be connected. And I know I've talked about that in a lot of other episodes, but it also gives like some of this comparison trap that of us get sucked in, right? Yeah. You know? And so I think like, I don't know if I was just following like a lot of like Zen yogi kind of people at that time, but I had this idea that like self-care for me was going to be like this beautiful mindfulness corner in my house where I would get up before everybody in my house and I would be like, there would be candles in my tea and maybe I would meditate or I don't know. It was going to be like some really love bubble, like, I don't know, joyful, peaceful moment.
Did it work?
In my morning. It never happens. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're up all night with these little people. You're not waking up before them because you're like dragging ass just to get out of bed, you know? And so I was like, okay, well, until I can like make this little Zen corner, I just can't do anything for myself. And I'm like, I don't know what the heck.
But where to start, you know? That's my point.
I'm like, it sounds so beautiful, but also that Zen person is not me.
No.
It wasn't the previous Abby. It's not the current Abby. And it probably won't be the future Abby, you know? Like,
it's like the fantasy one. Love,
yeah. As much as I love following some of these like Zen yogi people that have these kind of, I don't know, videos on their Instagrams, it's not me. You know, journaling, going to therapy, going for the walk, moving your body, like these are reasonable things that I'm gonna be doing.
Yeah, well, that's right? It because sometimes moms, the ones we, I don't know, I have, maybe we interview hundreds, thousands of moms. It's been 18 months we interviewed them, so it's been quite a while. But what was coming up is exactly what you were saying. Where do I start? Like, I cannot, like, wake up at 5 a.m. and just think I will work out, do my makeup, mask, meditate. Like, no, I need sleep. I need that 2 hours.
I wish you could do that, but...
Maybe some can.
You're in the trenches. Yeah. You're in the trenches right now, you know? And there will be time when I think, like, you can wake up before the rest of your house and be, like, this refreshed version when they all come down to the breakfast table. It's not when they're tiny.
No.
And maybe it is for some people. You know, but I think for a lot of us, this is the grueling years. You're in the trenches with the little people. It is physically exhausting. Mm-hmm. And on the other end, you know, I'm like coming on the other end with my oldest right now. He's a preteen.
Oh.
And so I'm seeing like the end, like with him and how things kind of like come back around, how things could change. And I've got the three littles. Mm-hmm. So I'm like still in the trenches over there. But, you know, like, things do change, and there's more time for yourself in these later years. It's mentally exhausting over there, but there's more time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they're more independent. They're getting themselves ready. They're getting themselves a shower. They're making their own bowl of cereal in the morning, you know, and so there is more time on the other side if, like, I don't know, you need to look forward to something.
No, yes, of course. That's so important because that's exactly the emotional imbalance of, oh my God, mm-hmm. I'm so happy. Oh my God, I'm so exhausted. What am I going to do with myself? But, you know, you have to sink in all of these moments. And for me, I lost my mother when I was a teen. And I always wanted to know how she felt, you know. My dad was not so present. You know, a father is not as present as a mom, especially when you're breastfeeding, etc. But I never knew, like, how was it for her? You know, maybe 25 years ago, I don't think people were talking so much about the challenges of motherhood. And with Sophia, I hope I will be there. We never know what the future holds, but I know that I would love to pass on to her my journal and tell her, you know, the raw side, if she wants it, of course.
Yeah.
But that's really my journal, you know, because you have so many baby journals where I wrote her first steps, the first food she ate. But these are my first steps, you know, as a mom.
Yeah.
And having this time capsule and looking back, you know, when she'll be older and looking at this, how you said, when she will dress herself, take her shower alone and do her home food. But seeing when she was so dependent, you know, and... it warms my heart just thinking about it, but also how it helped me get through it, you know.
Yeah, no, I love what you just said, that these are our first steps as moms, you know, and they really are. And I think that is so true. whether it's your first baby, your second baby, your third baby, your fourth baby, it's whatever baby. It's never the same, and it's always your first steps as a mom of what? Right. As a mom of two. Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. And that is so, so special. Talk to us about the journal. I know that we've kind of touched on that you've created this journal, yes. but tell us some more about it and the impacts of journaling.
Sure. So I always loved journaling, as I mentioned, when I lost my mom. That's what helped me go through it. I journaled a lot with the 5-minute journal. That was an easy way in for me. And then I was free journaling. But when I became a mom, my first thought was, oh, I would love to journal as a mom. And with my husband, we looked everywhere. And no one invented it. Like, it's impossible. How we did not, no one thought of it for a mom, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where the idea came. But we started the business with a newborn. So it was a bit rock and roll, may I say. But I truly tested it because I was deep in postpartum, baby blues, everything you wanted. So I really tested the journal. And for me, it was important to be quick because sleep was number one priority for me. So it's based on the same principles of psychology as the 5-minute journal. So you have the gratitude because I believe even on the darkest days, and we know we have many, especially when they're sick, we can always be grateful for something. We have a bit of a self-reflection inside, like that the moms can write how they feel, how they're doing, without any constraints, just a few lines, and they can write as much as a little, or as little as they want. And the self-care question, that was for me so important because I want to remind myself every day to take a moment for myself, even to exfoliate, take a longer shower. Doesn't have to go to a spa or go to a restaurant, you know, small things that are easily applicable in a life. And the last one for me was the intention setting. There's a powerful there's a powerful thing of giving yourself for the next day a challenge, telling yourself, okay, tomorrow I will. Something for me in the beginning was I will wake up 10 minutes earlier to have my coffee. And that for me, it felt like a win in life at that moment in my motherhood. So that's the journal that comes every day for 6 months, and it allows you to fall in this habit that's easy to sustain. And because of course I made the journal, so I find it's really beautiful, but we made it pretty too, like that. It's appealing for you to use it. Of course, you can use a piece of paper if it's more available to you. That's why you also provide the question for free if mamas want to try them before buying the journal. And for my heart, as we talked of the lack of emotional support, it's called the Blue House here in Montreal. And it's an organization that takes care of mamas in need. So really vulnerable mothers that don't have absolutely nothing, basically, for them and their children. So we give 10% of all of our profits to them. So that sums up a bit the...
I love that. I love that you're giving back with the journal, too. You know, not that you're not already just giving back by birthing this journal, you know?
No, we're giving back, and we just gave them 140 copies because they want to sell them to make profits for Christmas for the mothers. So, that's important for me. As we talked in the beginning, as I had a COVID baby, the support, it's so important. So,
it is so important, so important. And I do so much agree that journaling is such a powerful tool for our mental health, for new moms, you know. And I think that that's like an act of self-care.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it might be intimidating because in the beginning, I know some people never journaled, never touched a journal before. So giving them just a blank page and their journal. Yeah. it's not very obvious. So that's why we structured it so simply, so easily. That's why the question come back, because you know what to expect the next day. You know, you don't have to think, oh, what am I going to write? It's the same question. And sometimes I find it gives you a bit of a challenge. Oh, okay, tonight I'm going to write in my journal. Let me think, what have I done for myself today, you know? So sometimes that's how I feel. Oh, I didn't do anything. Let me do something before I go to bed. Let me put a mask before my shower. You know, so I love it. And the feedbacks we had were so positive. And especially what surprised us is moms of older kids use it. And they told us it feels so good because when your kids get older, it's like you forget even more about yourself because school, and then you have the groceries, the school run, everything after school, hobbies.
It's hard.
Yeah. So they told us it helps them a lot too as new mamas who try to figure out who they became.
Yeah.
No, so.
No, I could see that, you know, and I think like in the later years of your children, you know, as they get older, there's so many ways to like plug in for new moms or toddler moms or like the younger years, you know, there's the play groups and the mommy and me groups, you know, there's so many ways to plug in. And then as they get older, it feels more isolating, you know, where I think new motherhood is very isolating and can feel very lonely. But then there's like these other years that there's not places to plug in like that, like there once were. Your children's stuff gets a little more complicated and you're a little more private, so you're not like sharing with everybody like, hey, these are the struggles we're going through at my house, like you were when like they weren't sleeping through the night. You know, it feels more like personal, or like you need to protect their privacy more. And so I could definitely see how journaling would be beneficial on the flip side too.
I love what you're saying, because of course I don't have my 18 months old, but I can think, with a teenager, let's say, when you're struggling with different kind of struggles,
different kinds of things.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't want to tell everyone their private life, and you want to, you know, put your heart somewhere and you put it on paper and totally.
And what, like, I think what a cool thing to then pass on, like you were saying, to someday give to your daughter, you know, like, this was the struggles of breastfeeding, you know, like, it was this beautiful bonding moment, and I loved every second of it, but, like, also I didn't.
Yeah,
it was also really hard.
Yes, totally. Well, for me, the aspect of the time capsule is so important, because, I don't know for you, but between months 3 and 6, it's like everything is blurry.
You think that you're going to remember everything and you don't. No. You don't, you know. My kids will ask me all the time, you know, like, how old was I when I started rolling? How old was I when I did this? And I'm like, I have no idea. Like, I had 3 back-to-back, so it's like, who knows? Who knows who did what during that time? You know, so, like, thank gosh I documented all this stuff so I can, like, look back and tell them. But had I not, I would have no idea.
No, exactly. You know, because
I would have to just make things up. 3 months. Yeah,
that's the date. For me, it's pictures. I was taking a lot of pictures and writing things down. But then, you know, a picture is a picture. You don't remember what happened exactly. And of course, you're a mom. You're writing things down about yourself. Of course, you're going to write something about your baby. Oh, my God, my baby did this or that today, or ate or did not eat or... So, the time capsule part was, it's so close to my heart, because how the journal was built to last, you know. I will not go into the specs, it's a bit boring, but it's built to last, and your pages should not rip apart and everything, and that's the point, to be able to gift it in 20 years or when.
I love that. Anna, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing about how moms need more support and sharing your beautiful tool to support themselves with, your journal. I'll be linking all of that in the description of this podcast, but please tell my listeners where they can find you and where they can find the journal.
Yeah, sure. So they can find us on Instagram. It's moments_journal. Or on our website, so moments-journal.com. And we ship to the US and Canada, so there's no problem with that. And for your listener, we're offering a 15% off. So it's going to be the code MOTHER15. And like that, they can, or they can also have the free layout if they want to try it out.
Perfect. Anna, thank you again so much for joining me and helping us support you, the mother.
Thank you so much for having me.